Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life, so don't waste them.
How do you wake up early without hitting the snooze button again and again and again? And how and why is it going to change your life? Why should you even bother? Don't just listen, take action. The first thing that I want to say here is go to bed at a set time early so that you have a better chance of waking up early in the morning. That 4 a.m. wake up, 5 a.m. wake up, it doesn't just start at 4 a.m. and it doesn't just depend on what kind of alarm clock you're using, what bed you're sleeping in. The most important thing is, did you get your 8 hours of sleep? Are you going to bed at the same time every single day? I want you to think of your brain like a very prehistoric machine. So you want to train yourself to go to bed at the same time every single day so that your circadian rhythm, the rhythm that you are naturally in based on your environment, your psychology, you're going to bed at the same time. So your body knows it's 8 o'clock, the sun has gone down and it's time for me to go to bed. Or it's 9 o'clock, it's time for me to go to bed. Train yourself, create a habit so that you go to sleep every single day at the same time. It's important for you to go to bed and get 6 to 8 hours of sleep. Most of us need this. It is a necessity. And the reason for this is there are studies out there that show even just half an hour or an hour every single day of not getting enough sleep, it has a cumulative effect. And so that compounding effect of all that sleep debt that you've accrued, you're gonna have to pay it off at some point. And those of us who are living and working and walking around with not enough sleep, it has the same effect as being intoxicated. It's not going to help you focus. And the most underrated productivity hack of them all, I know it's not sexy, is go to bed on time. Get your 8 hours of sleep. And what you want to do is each habit you build has a trigger, a routine, and a reward. So maybe your trigger is, I'm going to drink a cold glass of milk. And then I'm going to turn off all of my electronic devices. I'm going to say goodnight to the people that I love, put my phone in another room. I'm going to close the curtains, take a deep breath in, and close my eyes. Make sure that you're only in your bed when you feel tired. Until that point, I like to wait until I'm tired. So my brain knows when I'm in my bed, I'm not watching Netflix, I'm not watching TV. I'm just going to sleep. This is a place of rest and recuperation. And if you're someone who's waking up late, going to sleep late, doing everything late, last minute, think about this. Where else are you showing up in your life like this? This is not just about going to bed on time. This is about your entire life, your entire being. Who am I? Who am I if I can't go to bed on time? Who am I if I can't get to sleep at 10 p.m. and stick to that habit? Because if I can't stick to this for myself, well, how much do I really care about these goals? How much do I really care about these dreams? How much do I really care about actualizing that best version of me? Giving myself the best chance possible to be remarkable. Don't just listen, take action. And this leads me to the second proven way. Some of you have heard of the great speaker and role model and inspiration that is David Goggins. And he talks about developing a calloused mind. The reason he wakes up at 4 a.m. is he's training his body, just like when he's training in the gym and on his hands, he develops calluses from all the pull-ups that he's done, where he's hit the world record. In the same way, I want my mind to know, you may have a tactical advantage over me. You may know me inside out. You may try and conquer my weaknesses, but guess what? I'm gonna callous myself to that. I'm going to develop such a powerful routine that I am going to stick to every single day because there are so many flaws and things I need to change about myself that I'm going to be immune to your tactics, immune to my weaknesses. So develop a calloused mind. Imagine that you are hardening yourself. At 4 a.m., you wake up, it's dark outside. There is nobody else on your street awake. It's cold, it's damp, it's not fun. But you know what? I'm the first one up. While you were sleeping, I was doing work. and I didn't feel like it, but already by the time 8 a.m. rolls in, and I'm not saying you have to wake up at 4 a.m. No, you don't. But whatever time works best for you, you're going to look around and realize it's 9 o'clock and I've done so much already. My day has been won. And if you start strong, you have a much better chance of finishing strong. Don't leave these things to the last minute. Try and be up when the sun is up. Try and be asleep when the sun is down, if that works for where you are in the world. But whatever you do, build your routine in a way, and this is a really useful tactic to developing that calloused mind. And the third thing, this is something that I've learned in my experience as a life coach, is mentally check in with yourself. When anyone I'm speaking with in a one-to-one coaching session says, I'm going to do this, my first question is always the same thing. Are you a 10 out of 10 for doing this? And if you are anything but a 10, why not? If you're a 9, what would get you to a 10? If you're an 8, what would get you to a 10? I ask this question because if you don't have certainty in your mind, I am definitely going to wake up at 4 o'clock tomorrow. What do you think is going to happen? And whenever you're waking up and that alarm clock goes off and you're cozy, you're wrapped up in your covers and you want comfort, your brain wants comfort. You don't care about being remarkable. You don't care about waking up early. Let me just have 10 more minutes. It's going to happen. You are going to be tempted to sabotage not only your goals, but yourself. You're going to sabotage that journey to becoming that best version of yourself. And that's what this is all really about. And so ask yourself before you go to bed, close your eyes and just tap yourself on the head and say, listen, let me have an honest conversation with myself. Am I doing this? Am I a 10? If I'm not a 10, what's going to get me to a 10? Why is this important? Why do I want to wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m.? What is the plan? I'm going to wake up and do what? The clearer you are, the less thinking you have to do when you wake up. And complexity is your enemy of implementation. So if you want to take action, know what you're doing beforehand. Tip number 4, use tools and tactics to your advantage. You can go on your phone right now. Most of you have smartphones and you can download an app where you have to scan a barcode before it turns off. You can sleep with the curtains open, so you have no choice but to wake up when the sun hits your eyes. You can't get back to sleep. Use these things, design your environment in a way that nudges you to take the right course of action. Design it for yourself rather than being a dead fish that goes with the flow. So look around at your environment and think about, what can I do to trigger me towards action, to trigger me towards that best version of me? If you're trying to be like everyone else, keep doing what everyone else does. But if you want what no one else has, you're going to have to do some things that no one else is willing to do. And that might mean sleeping with your curtains open. That might mean downloading an app where you have to scan the barcode of your shampoo, whatever it might be. So you have to get up. You have to get out of the room. And by the time you're out of the room, you're awake now. So now you've made the decision easier. I left the best tip till last. Learn your sleep chronotype. Waking up at 4 a.m. won't change your life if your body isn't designed for that. Your lifestyle is not designed for that. If it means you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, what is the point? And there is a test that you can Google called the Sleep Chronotype by Dr. Michael Bruce. You have something known as the PER3 gene, and what this gene does in your DNA is coded into you that you have a natural rhythm to your day. You know this already. Learn to manage your energy, not your time. So create a graph. On one axis, you've got the time of day, and the other axis, you've got your energy, and map out, what is my energy like throughout the day? At 10 a.m., I have a lot of energy. I'm really creative. But at 1 p.m., I'm finished. But then at 6 p.m., I feel really energized. I'm so creative. I have 100 ideas. And then at 11 p.m., my mind is wired to get work done. But I need to get to sleep now. So know these patterns throughout your day. And this is based on this internal clock that influences your behavior throughout the day, your focus throughout the day. Some of us, most of us, like me, we're bears. Bears need 8 hours of sleep. And once we're out, we're out. You will not wake me up even if there's an earthquake. But I also know that I need to go for a walk in the middle of the day to recalibrate myself, to re-energize myself, and to get refocused. If I try and power through, may not work for me. So learn your sleep chronotype and realize that everyone's routine is different. Everyone's sleep routine is different. Everyone's journey is different. Everyone's success is different. You are different. You weren't born to fit in. You were born to stand out. And the key to belonging to any group, any tribe, is knowing yourself. And then from that place of clarity, creating an environment and a structure around you that is going to change your life.
Hello, this is Brandon from Motivational Speech Podcast. I have a great gift for you. I'm sharing some of the highly valuable life-changing free audiobooks. You can find the audiobooks link in the description. These audiobooks can change your life, so don't waste them.